So we played that way in the wintertime, and then the summertime we went to school where we played generally at recess, the noon hour. We played ball, something like hardball. We start playing ball in the spring of the year, and we play right through until vacation time. Then in the fall, we play through until about, maybe 1st of October, and then it was too cold, we didn't play any more ball. But the teachers always made us what day we had, it was in May, we call it Arbor Day. She'd make us come to school that holiday, and we'd have to clean up the school grounds, or rake them all up, and cut the bushes out around the edge of the school ground. And the girls would have to go to work inside, and they'd have to scrub the walls, and the floors, and the ceilings, and the desk in the school. We only had about 30 children who went to our school, a little school out in the backwoods, and we cleaned the schoolyard all up, and when we got the schoolyard cleaned up, we'd had to wash the windows outside, and the girls washed them inside, well then we could play ball, so we'd play ball until noon, then go home and get our dinner. From the afternoon we'd go back on the school ground, we'd play ball until about 3:30, and then we had to go home then and do our chores. Well, on the 24th of May, that was the Queen's birthday, we always had a holiday then, and the teacher, if the day didn't come on a Sunday or a Saturday, the teacher would always take the whole school kids down to Grand Lake. Oh, it was about, half a mile from home, there was a road down at the lake, and she'd take us down there on a picnic. And we'd go down there, and the men had some places cut out where they used to fish, and we'd go down, and the girls would go to work, and they'd get the table set up, and they'd get our dinners and things ready, and us boys, we'd be out fishing. Well, those days, there were lots of fish in the lake, and we could catch maybe 12, 14, 16 trout apiece, maybe trout about 10 inches, a foot long, something like that. Well, noontime, by the girls and the teacher, they'd fry the trout for dinner, and we'd have a feed of trout for dinner, and then what we caught in the afternoon, we'd bring home at night. Each one would take those home with him. So then when it came vacation time, the school stopped about, around 23rd of June. Well, we'd go home, and we had work to do home. We had to look after the gardens, and we had to look after the cattle. The father worked away, and we had the haying to do when we was kids, and we had to pull the weeds out of the garden. So we grew up kind of tough and hard that way, and when we went to school, we had a lot of different school books than you have today, and each one of our school books when we were younger in grade 1, 2, 3, 4, well, there was a lot of pictures in the school book, and those pictures would tell about the story that you were reading about, and there was a lot of poems in the school book, and we had to learn the poems so we could recite them all. And in our schoolroom, we had from grade primer, they called it, up to grade 9. And after you got grade 9, you had to go to Bear River School. So we grew up like that, and we had to work and home and go to school. Night time's about 8:30. Well, we had to study our lessons over. Well, at 9 o'clock, we had to go to bed. And then in the morning, we had to get up around maybe 6 o'clock, we had about 15 head of cattle, and we had pigs, and we had chickens, and hens, and cows, and we had to get up early in the morning and do all those chores before we went to school. We had to carry water. We didn't have running water in the house. We had a well down the field. We had to carry water in pails and kettles and get enough water to last mother all day. And if she was going to put out a wash, we had to carry extra water for her to wash clothes with. And then we'd get done maybe 8:30 in the morning, and we'd go to school and play ball or whatever time of year it was. We'd play games till school went in. And that's the way we got along.